This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks, and good afternoon. Well, with summer only a few weeks away, it's a good time to refresh ourselves on the importance of protecting our skin from too much sunlight. If you farm or have another outdoor occupation, you probably receive more than the recommended amount of daily sunlight. Dr. Roger Wiak of the Litchfield Family Practice Center says skin cancer is a very common occurrence, and the older we get, the harder the sun is on our skin.
Skin cancer is a very common occurrence. We'll see this not just once a week, but many times a week, where people will come in with some lesions, and especially this time of the year, I think people are paying more attention to their skin, and we seem to see a little bit more of it, but it doesn't necessarily occur more. It's just that we just seem to pick up a lot of it, and so it's a very common thing in our office.
So what are some of the warning signs that would, you know, alert someone to see this and say, maybe I need to make an appointment and get this checked out?
Well, and what we do when we do a review of systems, there's a couple of questions we ask regarding skin. And so the usual question that I ask folks is, do you have any new skin lesions that you didn't see before? And do you have any that are growing or that are getting darker? Or do you have any sores that are failing to heal? Because most of the stuff I probably see, and I'm going to kind of go out on a limb here, but it's mostly basal cell cancers. And those present as little sores that you're always picking a scab off of, usually in a sun-exposed area, but not always. And those are the ones, you know, that are easy to get if we get them early. The treatment is, if they're very superficial, they can be frozen or they can be treated with an ointment. Usually, if it's an easy procedure and you just want to get rid of it, it's an excision. It's usually an office procedure unless it's somewhere on the face or near the eye. The real skin cancer problems, the ones that are particularly bad, are the melanomas. And those will present as a very dark lesion. Not always. Sometimes there are melanomas that don't have a lot of color to it, but the typical melanoma lesion has an irregular border. The coloring is somewhat varied throughout the lesion. Sometimes you can feel it, although it's not necessarily the case. And especially if it's over 6 millimeters, then that should be biopsied. There's no question about that. A lot of people will ask questions about the moles that they have. They usually have smooth borders, and they're all the same color, and we seem to get more of them as we get older. And those are the sort of things that most physicians can look at. And if you've had it for a long time and it's not changing, you can watch that. It doesn't require any treatment, only if it should change or get larger.
Do you see skin cancer occur in people that are overexposed to sunlight, or they work outdoors and they are in that sunlight every day for several hours? I mean, is that a relative cause?
That's where we see a lot of it, and it's particularly on the skin-exposed areas. And so skin cancer can occur usually face or on the arms, but let me tell you, we see a lot of it on the back too, especially in areas that might not be. So it's not just a matter of skin exposure. Some people have very sensitive skin, and melanin, which gives our skin the color that it does, is sort of a protectant against ultraviolet radiation. So the more pigment you have in your skin, the better off you are. So people who have very, very light skin are typically very, very sensitive to skin cancers, and they usually occur on the sun exposed. Now, a lot of farmers will think, you know, well, I wear a hat all the time, but, you know, the baseball hats that everybody wears leaves the ears exposed. And so for farmers who are particularly interested in ears, or someone who spends a lot of time out in the yard, those ears are always exposed, and those are a common area for early skin cancers. No question about it, though, sun is not our friend anymore. Nice to get it when you're young, but as you get older and the skin fades and gets thinner, the danger to sun increases.
So what would you suggest as ways to protect ourselves or ways to prevent this from happening? I guess you mentioned one with the baseball cap not covering your ears, maybe wearing a brimmed hat or other suggestions?
Absolutely correct. Brimmed cap, you know, one that's wide, sort of like what we used to think of the old farmers wearing with the big straw hat. Boy, those guys were sharp. They knew. And if you look in many countries where people work outside, you know, particularly Asian countries, they use a very large hat to protect sometimes not only their face and their ears, but their shoulders too on occasion. Obviously, covering up is the best way to do that, but not many of us want to wear gloves and long-sleeve shirts. Farmers are perhaps a little better off these days because most of the tractors have cabs in them. In my day, with the Farmall 560, you just sat out in the sun all day, and you came in just absolutely dark. It's okay if you're, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, but as you get older, that sun plays havoc with your skin. The other thing that people should be using, and that's this SPF sun blocker. And there's a lot of things now that come. Even lip balm has SPF sun blocker. There's some aftershave things for men that have SPF 32. And the larger the number, the better the blocking is. So an SPF 32 is twice as good as an SPF 16. And so the larger you can get, the more blockage of the UV rays that you get. So making that a part of your program, putting that on your arms, and especially for men and women on their faces, will make a big difference and prevent a lot of the skin cancers that we might be seeing down the road.
How often would you recommend applying that? Is just putting it on in the morning okay, or if we want extra protection, maybe more than once?
Well, it depends. That's a very good question. It depends a little bit on what you're doing. And if you're out there sweating a lot, it's like taking a bath. Some SPF preparations are specially made for swimming and tend to adhere a little bit better. But certainly twice a day is absolutely minimum. So you would put it on in the morning and then sometime in the middle of the day. And you don't have to really grease yourself up with it. You just have to put a little bit on and make sure you rub all the sun-exposed areas around your eyelids, nose, tops of, don't forget your ears, back of your neck. And any exposed surface would be the best to put it on. And probably twice a day would be a minimum requirement for that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And as we know, farmers are busy. I know who I talk to don't always like to take the time to make doctor's appointments. So any words of wisdom or last piece of advice that you would like to mention for them, Dr. Wiak?
Well, farmers cannot stay out of the sun, and although a lot of farmers do work at nighttime, daytime is still the best time to do that sort of work. Just avoid the sun as much as you can. Stay in the shade when you can. If you have a tractor cab, that's certainly a good thing. If you can tolerate long sleeves, that's even better yet. Going without your shirt in the sun is just asking for trouble, unless you want to put a little tan. And sometimes people will ask, well, how much is good? Trying to get as dark as you can is not good. People want to have a little bit of tan, that's fine. And remember, sun is important. It's where we make our vitamin D. But the amount of sun exposure that we need to generate a day's supply of vitamin D is only the arms and shorts exposed for about 15 to 30 minutes in the afternoon. So it doesn't take very much sun to get enough vitamin D for the day. But for the most part, avoiding sun, especially as we get older, is a good idea.
Dr. Roger Wiak of the Litchfield Family Practice Center. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.